25 minutes before the hour, primetime continues here on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks. It's Canada's most listened to sports talk show. Later, Don Banks of Sports Illustrated. Lavelle Neal is the president of the Baseball Writers Association of America, and he's with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. BBWAA announced today it has banned Dan Lebatard from Hall of Fame voting for life after he gave his vote to Deadspin. I thought he sold it to Deadspin. Give or sell? Just gave it?
He gave. It was a form of protest
right.
That he thought of the overt, what he saw as moralizing over the whole steroid thing.
Yeah,
you think they did the right thing?
That and look at me.
You think that's what it was?
Oh, I think it's a lot of look at me.
Okay.
And a lot of people are looking at him, so it's working.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm surprised you
what
didn't
they're think saying,
of it. Oh, you don't have a
vote. I wish I'd have thought of it. Even if I don't have a vote, I'd have tried to sell it. I wouldn't be the first person to sell something that doesn't exist. Hell, Bugsy Siegel sold about 1,500% of the Flamingo Hotel when it was built.
Don't think
you can
you
do
like
that.
You like this story.
I do. Here's the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. He has brought the cold weather north. Blame him. Here's John Gibbons. The hell?
Bob, how you doing?
Good, pal. How you doing? How was your holiday?
Great, yeah. It was really nice. But now I know why you guys are so tough up in this part of the world.
Oh, huh? You got to be tough, man.
Oh, you do?
Because it... you know, one day, like day after tomorrow, it's going to be
it's going to get warm
like
again.
10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit.
Yep.
And 2 days ago, it was about 50 below zero Fahrenheit. So
global warming, Bob.
Screw that.
Well, where have you been hanging out?
Well, he's been down in Texas, hasn't he?
Oh, have you?
Haven't you?
Yeah,
you were home.
It actually got pretty cold down there.
Yeah, I heard.
Texas, but not quite like this.
No. Well, I saw they had to take I wasn't in Texas. It was I think in Arkansas someplace they had a. A Canada goose got stuck to a pond. The pond froze.
Oh, no.
And the goose was in the pond. Maybe he went to sleep. And he got stuck in the ice, so they had to chop him out.
That hardly ever happens.
Doesn't happen very often.
No.
Canada goose is probably saying, what the hell? What did I come south for?
Well, I know one thing. It's baseball weather, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're in the dome now?
Yes.
Did they have kids working out today? I know there were a bunch of your prospects were in town. Some of the young players were they just on tour? Were you involved in any of that?
Well, I just got up here this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they brought some guys up for a little, you know, little orientation type thing. Some of the guys that are, you know, real close to getting here, and
right.
I knew they had some little like type clinic type things. I'm not sure exactly what they did though.
So give me your take. I mean, when we were in spring training last year, you know, there were a couple of times that I wandered over to the minor league complex and you were there and we were watching young pitchers work principally. I think we saw Ricky work one day, but we saw young pitchers work. Give me your take on some of these young guys. What did you see that you really liked?
Well, Bob, I can remember specifically you and I were sitting there watching Marcus Stroman throw that one day. And, you know, he's one of our, you know, top prospects, you know, top two or three probably, and you know, he's real close. He could, who knows what might happen coming out of spring training. If he goes down there and really dominates and we don't add anything else to the pitching staff, and you know, that theoretically he could make the team coming out of spring, you know. And then there's another kid who's probably the top prospect in the organization, Sanchez. I got a chance to see him out here in Arizona in the fall league, you know, a couple months ago, and this kid's got a chance to be, you know, one of the best around him. He's got that kind of arm. So, you know, we through those trades that Alex made with, you know, the Marlins last year. I mean, we unloaded a lot of top young players.
Yeah.
But there's still some guys down there that you know, we're counting on.
When you look at Marcus Stroman, the thing that grabs you the first, because we have become used to the stereotypical 6'3", 6'4" pitcher, tall, lanky, throws hard. And then Marcus Stroman walks up, and if he's 5'9", he's just 5'9". He doesn't look, you'd acknowledge, I mean, I thought he was a shortstop when I first saw him.
No, you're right. You know, when you're a certain size, I mean, in baseball, you know, they always try to, you know, prove you wrong until you do it. You know, they're always looking for something to, well, he can't do this because of this or what have you. And you normally you don't see pitchers that size. You know, the big reason why is, you know, the angle that they throw. You know, that when you're shorter, that ball comes in there on a flatter line instead of that downward angle. And that's what hurts a lot of those guys that size. But, you know, he's got that explosive fastball, Bob, that, might make a big difference regardless. And he's a great competitor. You know, we played those exhibition games against the Phillies last year before we started the season. He pitched in one of those games. And I tell you, he looked like he belonged. You know, he's got a ton of confidence.
Oh, I agree.
And we're looking for guys. So, you know, he may be in the right spot at the right time.
John, we had your new bullpen coach, Bob Stanley, on yesterday, and he was talking about sort of looking ahead to spring training, and he made an interesting comment. He said about he and Pete Walker, and I assume you have already talked about getting the pitch counts up higher earlier in spring training to get guys ready for the early part of the season. And I know Bob and I, we've talked a lot on this show. Bob feels strongly that pitchers, the modern pitcher is babied, and right, maybe that's a reason behind some of the injuries we see or whatever. But, I mean, is this something that you saw last year in spring training and now you want to change? You think these guys maybe need to be pushed a little bit harder, for lack of a better term?
Well, Pete and I have talked about that. We talked about, you know, at the in the last couple months of the season about what, you know, what some things we could change, you know, to, you know, cause, I mean, let's face it, we got to get off to a good start. You know, if not, it's going to be, you know, all we're going to hear about is, you know, it's here goes the same old thing. You know, there's no improvements. So, I mean, I think it's really crucial that we do. So, in one area we talked about was maybe, you know, the starting pitching. And the way, you know, Pete approached it last year, when you got like Mark Burley and R.A. Dickey, you know, guys that have been around a while, you know, he looked at what they've done the last 4, 5, 6 years and getting ready for their season. You know, they've both been very successful, especially Burley. And so we kind of, you know, follow that blueprint. Mark may be the exception, but some of those other guys, you know, we want to push them a little bit so maybe they're a little bit stronger coming out of spring training. That's, you know, I'm not so sure that was the problem, to be honest with you. You know, because we still had a pretty good bullpen that was strong, and we weren't looking to, you know, lean on those starters any longer than we necessarily did. But, you know, the bottom line, we just didn't play good baseball. And then maybe that is a part of it. And we have to play much better baseball coming out of the gates this year.
Now, I mentioned Stanley. We've also got a new hitting instructor, Kevin Seitzer. That changes the coaching staff a little bit, doesn't it? Changes some of the personality. And, I mean, maybe a little bit of turnover is good. Obviously, Pat Henken, his private situation forced a change in the bullpen. But, I mean, do you see that as a positive, a little bit of change?
Yeah, change is not always a bad thing. You know, the guys we brought in are, you know, very good baseball guys. Kevin Seitzer, I was with Kevin for 3 years in Kansas City, and, you know, I got to see firsthand, you know, what he can do as a hitting guy. And, you know, the way I looked at our team last year, we hit a lot of home runs. We're a dead pull type team. And, we could take advantage of some of the lesser pitchers in the game, but, you know, your better pitchers, I mean, you got to be a tougher out. You know, you got to be able to take the ball the other way. You know, because they make less mistakes. You know, they that's why they're the best in the game. And if you can't make adjustments and you're dead hookers all the time, then you know what? I mean, those guys will eat you alive. So I think, you know, Kevin's got a great approach. I think he'll do wonders for some of these guys. And but it comes down to beating the better pitchers. You know, you can beat up all you want on the lesser guys, but sooner or later the winning teams, you got to beat the better ones.
With John Gibbons, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, have you told McGowan to get ready to at least project as a starter for this year?
Well, Alex and I are still talking about that, but, you know, we're going to stretch him out a little bit and then kind of see where that goes. I mean, there's different people have different thoughts on that, you know, that, well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what maybe he can do in that role, Bob, but, you know, I've seen him in the past when he chalks up a lot of innings. That's when he's had his, you know, he gets in.
No, I know that. I mean, that's the risk, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how smart that is. I mean, I think he fell into a new role in the bullpen that I think he's very good at.
But you're loaded in the bullpen.
Yeah,
no, you're
right,
loaded in the bullpen, and you're looking for starters. And I mean, I gather Cecil is not likely. I mean, there's another guy who was a starter for a long time, and managed to find his way back to the big leagues only by adapting to becoming a reliever.
Right, right. And so, but, you know, I think the plan is we're just going to leave him where he's at also.
I think so, yeah.
You know, with Hutchinson and Drabek coming back, we feel good about that. You know, they're probably both going to need to start in the minor leagues, you know, to get some innings under their belt since they've missed so much time. But, you know, you got Sanchez coming along. You got Stroman coming along. You know, we'll see. And then, you know, Alex, I mean, it's probably 50-50 if he's able to make another move, you know, to bring somebody in before our spring training, I would think. But we'll see. You know, if we can, you know, we like what we saw too out of, you know, Rodgers as a, you know, in the starting rotation last year in Redmond. But you know, if there's more of an upgrade, then we'll go that direction. But if not, those guys also have some value out there.
Have you been like a lot of Blue Jay fans, like us, quite frankly, sort of sitting here this winter, sort of waiting for something to happen? Were you anticipating something was going to happen? Are you disappointed that there hasn't been a significant move? Or, I mean, what's your mindset on all of that?
Well, you know, I talk to Alex all the time, and it's definitely not from a lack of effort, that's for sure. You know, the problem is probably half the teams out there are looking for the same thing we're looking for. You know, that everybody's looking for pitching, and teams know that. Teams know when, you know, some other teams are vulnerable. And, I mean, they you know, they got us bent over the barrel, in other words. And so, you know, something could happen. I think when, you know, Tanaka signs, when that finally happens, things will break free a little bit. But you know, Alex is working it, you know. But those guys cost a lot of money, and it's tough to, if you go the trade route. I mean, these teams know we can't. You know, we definitely don't want to mortgage the whole future. Unless, of course, you're getting a guy that a huge difference maker.
Well, yeah. So just between us, pals.
Oh yeah.
Did you whisper to AA about Tanaka? Get me that guy. Guy was only 24-0 last year, Gibby. 24-0.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's stupid.
Does that mean he's due to lose? Before I forget, though, I meant to. You know, I didn't know you were a Queen fan when I first got on the phone. You're playing.
Oh, I'm not. They just play that music.
Oh, I figure either that. I figure you're playing that song for me under pressure.
Nah. I'll let you know.
Okay.
When I put the squeeze on you, you'll be the first to know. But I never did it. I didn't do it the first time you were here. So I don't expect to do it this time.
No.
It is what it is, right? So you're on the Cross Canada Tour now. What do you got, seven stops? You're like a rock group.
Yeah, well, I'm here for the weekend. We're going up to Kingston and then Peterborough. And then, you know, another group will come in next week.
I see.
You know, last year I was out there in Edmonton. And then I had a really good. It was a blast. It really was. We went to military base. Tomorrow we're going to military base over there in Kingston. So it's a fun time. It's gonna be a little. It's still gonna be a little raw out there, but it's gonna be a fun time.
It is funny we have all these military bases in a country that wouldn't even have declare war on itself.
And they keep dragging John Gibbons to them.
Yeah,
all of them. I'm sure they're happy to see you though.
You guys are in good hands with those guys.
Listen, Gibby, if we don't talk to you, well, hopefully we'll talk to you before camp opens, but if we don't for some reason, thanks a lot, pal, and we'll see you at spring training.
All right, guys, enjoyed it.